It is now the ninth day, including the jury selection of the Montreal G20 riot trial, and I'm in the cafeteria right now speaking with Jaggi Singh and Christine Xidus, two of the accused in this trial who have charges of participation in a riot. And Jaggi, I'd like to start with you. You have finished your testimony, and how do you feel that that went?
I think overall it was positive. I felt really good when I had a chance to address the jury. I felt especially good when I was able to show the video and interpret the video and give that interpretation. And I saw a lot of nods, and there have been a lot of nods from the jurors of agreement in this trial, you know, very few times. But that was one of the times I got nods and sympathy, exposing some of the contradictions. And I also think that a video of a portion of my speech really, really reached the jury. I saved that till the end. I felt bad, though, and I had a sort of roller coaster ride yesterday because I felt really good about all that, but the Crown used testimony from a bail hearing to sort of show that there were some contradictions in my evidence. Now, none of the contradictions are really important, whether I said that there was a lawyer or not on the sound system. I recall telling people, but not on the sound system. But still, you know, you have your life and your words micro-analyzed when you're under cross-examination, and that's always difficult, especially because, you know, you feel like your credibility, your honesty is being judged. But I feel a lot better today because I realized when I reflected on it more, and a lot of people gave me support and told me it wasn't a big deal. And coming back today and explaining the real context of that bail hearing, because a bail hearing is when you're arguing for your liberation while you're in custody. So the jury understood that, and I really described some details about what it means to go through custody. And I think in the end, I feel really good right now. I think we've made a really strong, solid case. We've had really strong witnesses. The two defendants who have gone forward as witnesses, Christina and myself, I think we presented a really good portrait of both the demonstration and of ourselves. And we're as at good a place that we can be for the closing arguments. This is now the key part of the trial, closing arguments and the directions to the jury. And I think we're in a really good spot to convince the jury that they should come back with a not guilty verdict for all three of us.
And Christina, how do you feel about the presence of people that have been assisting the trial?
Supporters? Oh, it's the best thing in the world. I can't tell you how good it is, especially after my testimony when I walked out of the courtroom during the break and had all those people giving me the support and telling me that it went well and everything. It's absolutely vital. The worst part of this entire process was definitely the days leading up to the trial where I felt alone, helpless, very, very disempowered. Not that the trial itself has been a cakewalk either, but I know I've felt strongly the support of people throughout the trial, and that's been absolutely crucial to keeping the morale up, keeping things in perspective, all of that.
And Jaggi, next Tuesday on April 22nd, you will be giving your closing statement. It's going to be interesting, your closing statement.
Well, clearly we don't want to bore the jury. We want to keep them interested. We also want to have them focus attention on aspects of this trial and aspects of the evidence, which I think will lead them to come back with a not guilty verdict. So I think we're going to have an animated, well-argued, interesting closing argument, both Pascal and I. We'll sort of complement each other. I'm going to, you know, use my strengths, which is sort of argue maybe the facts, and I was there, and really lay that out. Go over the video perhaps one more time quickly. And Pascal will give sort of the broader perspective about what really is a riot or not a riot, identity, and the rest of it. The fact is, you know, there are facts in this case, and the facts have to get out, and we have to argue them in our closing argument. And there are three people who are facing, who have faced already sacrifices and anxiety and everything, and three of us who I'm feeling more and more like we're kind of representing lots of other people who are facing these kinds of charges, but particularly we're representative because this sets the bar even higher for what police and the state will use against protesters. Up until now, it's a legal assembly. It's if they want to end a protest, they gather a bunch of people and do mass arrests. I think the police realize that that hasn't stopped us. For 5 years, they've been trying that, and that hasn't stopped us. You know, we deal with it, and people come back, and we come back and come back, and they're setting the bar higher, just like in Toronto. And we really have to win. So, you know, we'll make a solid closing argument, make sure that we, you know, we do justice not to ourselves in our case, but to, you know, to everybody who potentially can be in the situation, and to make sure that the Crown and the police understand that if you ever bring this kind of charge up again, you're going to have a huge fight. You're never going to have people who are going to just be, you know, on the ground and just say we give up. Like, we've gone through a lot psychologically and emotionally, right, more than anything, right, because we haven't spent large amounts of time in jail. But if we can win this, it'll have been worth it, I think, and especially if it gives, it improves the morale and improves the ability of people to demonstrate on the streets like we did on October 23rd.
Just one last question. When there's the charges of participation in the riot, which is also Section 64 of the Criminal Code, but does that not mean that also the police must give a dispersal order?
No, not that I know all that much about the law, but according to what the judge said today, that what the law says is that it can be a riot without the dispersal order. The thing is that if a dispersal order is given, then you have a legal obligation to leave. Whereas if there's no, what they call reading the Riot Act, you do not have a legal obligation to leave, although you are legally liable.
And what's interesting is that at this trial, there's no evidence that they ever advised anybody that they had to leave.
That's right.
But at the municipal court trial, there are officers that are saying, oh, yeah, we told people to leave. They should have known they should have left, which is totally false.
Yeah.
Any protester who was there will tell you that's totally false. The way they told people to leave was to charge them with horses, was to pepper spray them, and was to hit them over the head with batons. That's how they told people to leave. But I felt a little bit reassured when the judge said there is no legal obligation to leave. You could still be considered having participated in a riot, but there's no legal obligation to leave. And I think that's important because the Crown is asking all the time, why didn't you leave, this and that. That takes away that argument. And also, we really played up the fact, why didn't people leave? So we were even like reinforcing that point because people will say, it wasn't serious. I was demonstrating. I had a right to be there. There was no chaotic stuff going on. And only time I left was involuntarily when I was charged with horses or when I was pepper sprayed. I mean, Kevin Walsh talked about that. Amy Van Drimlin talked about that. These are two people chased on Drummond. Ian Ortiz talked about that. Ian is somebody who was chased across town. Pascal Bédard talked about that. And she was chased, basically fondled, and arrested. Other people were arrested as well who were chased across town. So we'll bring all that up, and I think the jury will feel pretty positive about our witnesses. We didn't try to play any games with our witnesses. You know, they were quite honest about what they recollected and what they didn't recollect, and see this more as the police's fault, although we can't put the police on trial. They're not on trial, and it's for us as activists to put the police on trial on the streets in terms of the work we do, in terms of our popular education, in terms of our what we do all the time. And you know, I think groups like COBP more than anything are groups that put the cops on trial with the work you do all the time, right? So,
any last comments?
I just encourage people who live in the Montreal area to definitely come out to the closing arguments on Tuesday. We really want to pack that court like it's never been packed before. Like both sides of the courtroom have as many people as possible. So that's a big deal.
And that will be in room 311.
Yeah, on Tuesday, April 22nd, 9:30 a.m.